Peace be with you this morning as we gather for this memorial service for Peter John Gogin. On behalf of Nancy, I think I can say a special thank you to all the family, friends, and church members who are here to participate in this service. It's been a difficult year, I know I can say, and challenging. And this is a moment now both to thank God for Pete's life, also to commend him into our Lord's hands and to spend some time together as family and friends. With that in mind, I also wanted to make sure that you know that you are invited to the celebration of life following the memorial service. The information is on the back of the bulletin this morning. We'll be at a buffet lunch and informal gathering to share memories and Pete's favorite music at Pinecrest Lodge, 84 Venus Road in Hubbardston. We'll begin with the opening hymn. Please stand. Christ Jesus, we're baptized into his death. We who were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too may walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection. A huge multitude that no one could count stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palms in their hands. And they shouted aloud, "Salvation belongs to our God, upon the throne and to the Lamb." O rejoice in the Lord, you righteous. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
A huge multitude that no one could count stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palms in their hands. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you were dead. Now you are alive forever. Strengthen us who must die soon, so that we turn from our sins and follow you through this world, and then follow on through death into life everlasting. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated.
A reading from the Book of Lamentations, the third chapter. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. Let him sit alone in silence when it is laid on him. Let him put his mouth in the dust. There may yet be hope. Let him give his cheek to the one who strikes, and let him be filled with insults. For the Lord will not cast off forever. For though he cause grief, he will have compassion, according to the abundance of his steadfast love. For he does not afflict from his heart or grieve the children of men. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, the 8th chapter. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, neither angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand. Alleluia, alleluia, Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead.
To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter.
Glory be to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. And no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
God has made us his people through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Thank you.
Nancy, Scott, Aaron, hopefully on the video. God's peace be with you in this time. You may be seated. Why are we gathered here today? We are gathered here because we've been confronted by things that we cannot begin to make sense of or understand fully. And I do want to acknowledge that I'm not here preaching because I knew Nancy and Pete closely. I wish that I had. But I'm here as a minister of God's word to proclaim the hope that belongs to those who are in Christ. We are here today because of the tragic death of Pete that we still struggle to make sense of. We're here today because Nancy is struggling to figure out how to reconcile with the things that have happened. And one of the ways to do that is to hold a service. We're here today in part because April and Pat are members of this congregation, and the family has roots here in the Fitchburg area, and also because the celebration will be taking place in Hubbardston afterwards as well. But how do we understand it? Death is never easy to understand. It really never makes sense. I suppose maybe a little bit when someone has lived the fullness of life to 90 years of age, maybe it almost makes sense, but not really. It never makes sense. And it does not feel like it ought to be this way, and I think the reason for that is because it shouldn't be this way. As human beings, we were not made to experience death. The death of loved ones, or our own. We were made for life with God. That's how Adam and Eve were made in the beginning. And Pete was made for life with God. And you've been made for life with God, which is one of the reasons that it feels so wrong when someone dies. I suppose we can reconcile ourselves to it in a number of different ways. Well, this is just how the world is, we could say. Or this is just part of the evolutionary process of life, we could say. But I think the Bible makes the best sense of it of all. The wages of sin is death. And that is why it feels so wrong and so off. It is a challenge. Every time someone dies, we are confronted with the fact that we ourselves are mortal. And as I was preparing, not because I know the Gogan family extremely well, but I've had enough interaction over the years to know that it's starting to feel like a theme. John, Rick, Pete, a generation that has begun to pass. And that is hard, and that is difficult. So what do we have to hold on to? In the midst of this reality of death, which also at the same time feels so wrong, where do we turn? And I would submit to you that there is one place and one place only that we can turn to find the peace that passes all understanding. One place alone where there is hope in the midst of suffering and of death. And that is with Jesus Christ. God, who came in human flesh like ours, like Pete's, who spent 30 years walking this earth, seeing the suffering and the pain and the dying. You might remember one of the significant moments in the life of Jesus when his friend Lazarus has died and has been in the tomb 4 days, and the family is sorrowing, saying, "Why didn't you come sooner, Jesus? You could have helped him." And Jesus said, in words that we'll hear later, "I am the resurrection and the life." And then he spoke into that tomb and said, "Lazarus, come out." And the dead man was raised.
a preview of what Jesus has promised for those who belong to him. Jesus said that he is the good shepherd. And he is the good shepherd not only who has sheep and who loves his sheep, but who is even willing to lay down his life for his sheep. I don't know about you, but if I were a shepherd with a flock, I think there are places where I draw the line, and I think I draw the line well before I lay down my life for the sheep. But Jesus came to lay down his life for the sheep and to lay down his life for Pete. And it's another one of the reasons that we're gathered here in a church as part of the services for Pete, because he believed in Jesus Christ, and he believed that Jesus was his good shepherd. He believed that Jesus had carried his sins. He believed that Jesus had died and rose again so that death would not be the last word for him. This is what Jesus has promised. I am the good shepherd, and I lay down my life for the sheep, and I take my life up again that the sheep may have life with me. Death is hard for us. It is a loss, and that is real. And there is a sense in which one never gets over it fully. But Pete, who believed in Jesus, it was not an end for him. But it was a going to be with Christ. Would we rather that he was here still? And the answer for us is yes. I know, Nancy, it's hard without him. And your world has been turned upside down in the last couple of months. But Jesus was with Pete and took him home. And he has promised to be with you as well. You know what he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And he said of his sheep, I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. It's not so much that we hold on to Jesus, but that Jesus holds on to us. No one will snatch them out of my hand. The hands that were stretched out upon the cross, the hands that bore the sins of the world, the hands that bled for us, that we might live. Nancy, I would encourage you, and Scott and Aaron as well, to hold on to this image of Jesus as the shepherd. Remember that when you struggle, when you're suffering, when you feel like a little lost lamb just bleating into the night, your shepherd comes. And he will pick you up, and he will put you on his shoulders. He will sustain you with the promises that he has made. Know those promises don't fix everything right now. They don't return everything to the way it was 5, 6 months ago, but the promises will sustain you, and he will see you through this time. I will never leave you nor forsake you. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, including this one, as hard as it may be to believe. When we say, I don't know that his steadfast love continues, I think it stopped, we turn and we look at the crucifix and we see what God has done to assure us that his steadfast love will remain forever. So we consider Pete and his life, and you'll talk much more about that, I'm sure, at the celebration later, because you are the ones who know the stories and remember Pete. But I noted that his death in March followed another event in his life that happened in a March. March 9th of 1947 was the date on which his parents brought him to holy baptism at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Fitchburg. And they did this, I expect, because they believed that death was a real thing, but that life in Jesus was even more real and would last forever. And they wanted him to have this gift. They didn't know when his last day would come, but they wanted that last day to be with Jesus. And it was. And as I said, it was not the end.
but the continuation of his life with Christ. And Jesus has provided his gifts for us, his holy word that we can rely on. And Nancy, I would encourage you to seek the refuge and comfort of that word. Seek it from Pastor Strawn at Redeemer Lutheran in Gorham. I know he's more than happy to bring you the comfort and peace that that word can provide. And as Christians, we also look for the comfort that comes through the Holy Communion, the Lord's Supper. Here in our services on Sundays, before the Lord's Supper takes place, we say that we are gathered with angels and with archangels and with all the company of heaven. And when you hear those words, you can believe that it includes Pete as well. Because where Jesus is and where he is present in his body and blood, when we gather with him, the saints are with him as well, so we will never be as close to our loved ones who have passed on in this life than when we are so close to Jesus, receiving his holy and precious gifts. So Jesus gives you his promises, and he holds on to you. This promise that he is the one who died and who is raised and who is at the right hand of God interceding for us so that nothing, not even death, can separate us from the love of God in Christ. In all these things, St. Paul says, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Jesus has died. Jesus is risen. And Jesus lives to be our good shepherd in life and in death. In his name, amen. Please stand. The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. We can.
Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and peace, Lord, in your mercy. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection, Lord, in your mercy. Give to Nancy, Scott, Aaron, and all the family and friends, and all who mourn, comfort in their grief, and assure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love, Lord, in your mercy. Give courage and faith to all who mourn, that within the communion of your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy. Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Amen.
Now, Lord, you dismiss your servant in peace, as you have promised. For my eyes have seen the salvation you prepared before the face of all people, a light to enlighten the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Blessed Lord Jesus, God and Savior, we thank you for every earthly gift you gave to Peter in this world, from life itself to the love of those who are gathered here now, and for every gift, earthly and heavenly, that you gave to us through him, especially through his life as a husband, father, grandfather, and brother. But above all, we thank you that you loved him and carried his sins in your own body on the cross, Amen. And that you rose from your grave to find him and through your church held out to him your wounded hands, and through your word and sacraments gave him forgiveness of all his sins and eternal life. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Blessed be the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.